Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. There are two ways that we can live out our Catholic faith. We can choose to live it passively, or we can live it passionately. So ask yourself right away, not which one you are, but what kind of person inspires you in life? Someone who doesn't really care, who could care less, or someone who is on fire about something, someone who is enthusiastic. Now ask, do you choose yourself to be passive, lukewarm, tepid? Or do you want to be known as someone who is passionate, who is on fire, someone who is, in a word, in love? When we live our faith passively, we are like the Pharisees and Sadducees who come to John today at the Jordan River. They looked active enough on the surface. They knew what to do when they went to synagogue and to temple. It was church for their day. They knew all the prayers. They knew when to sit, stand, and kneel. On the surface, they appeared to even be perhaps models of religion. They placed their confidence, though, in their being born into the chosen people, in being children of Abraham. In other words, culturally speaking, they were good Jews. They came from Jewish families and followed Jewish customs. But John the Baptist warns them that being a cultural Jew was not enough. God can raise up children of Abraham from these stones, he said. He was warning them about having a certain type of faith, a type that is merely lived on the surface, one that doesn't touch our hearts or anyone else's, one that has no passion, a faith that is just about appearances. We are constantly being tempted to make the same mistake. Little by little, we can become complacent. Just because we come to Mass, we receive the sacraments, we know when to sit, stand, and kneel, we can become complacent because we look and feel like Catholics on the outside and are at least culturally Catholic. But isn't authentic faith much more about looking like something, looking like a Catholic? The Catholic faith has a culture, but the Catholic faith is not a culture. It's a choice. It's a way of life. In fact, in the early days, they called what we do the way, because disciples chose to live a certain way of life that was different from the surrounding culture. It's so much more than simply being baptized, which is necessary, and receiving Holy Communion, which we should do when we're in a state of grace. To be authentically Catholic is to be active and dedicated and energetic, an energetic disciple of Jesus Christ, and to have a friendship with him, to know him deeply, to love him passionately by striving to build up his kingdom, not our own, which always passes away. If we choose to live passively, we are like the artificial plants that you see in office buildings and dusty corners. We look somewhat nice from a distance, but we bear no fruit. We're not actually even alive, truly. The faith doesn't follow us outside the door. A faith like this never, ever, ever lasts. It doesn't sustain us. We begin looking in other places. It just can't sustain us because it is not centered on God. It is centered on the self, and we must die to self in order to find life. Several weeks ago, Jesus said in the gospel, "I have come to set the world on fire, and how I wish it were already blazing." St. John the Baptist says tonight that Jesus will baptize us with the Holy Spirit and fire. And so we have to get ready to receive it. How do we get ready? Well, he lets us know, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. repent, evaluate how my life is, and change what needs to be changed, what is not in conformity with the gospel. God is giving you and me a chance this Advent to wake up, stop being lukewarm and complacent about the most important thing in your life, your faith and love of God. And yes, it is the most important thing above all else. And if we can't see this, it's because we don't have the right eyes to see. And maybe we have let ourselves become an apathetic, tepid, lukewarm Catholic, which is the enemy of real faith. Not one person is ever inspired by an apathetic Catholic. It's true. Really, why bother? When's the last time that you felt inspired when someone told you they could care less one way or the other? So we must learn how to be on fire. And think about fire. Fire consumes and it transforms what it burns. And Jesus Christ has come to consume us. He came to transform our little lives into blazing fires. That's the opposite of lukewarm. And we have the potential to become something totally new if we allow the spark of grace to ignite our souls. God's grace transforms our lukewarm hearts, leads us through the darkness of life, and provides us with all we need to live productive and fruitful lives. At every Mass, Jesus issues an invitation to us to move out of a mediocre and lukewarm existence into a full life of radical Christian discipleship. We are not called to be only partly transformed or even mostly transformed. But no, like the bread and wine are completely transformed into the body and blood of Christ, we are called to become blazing bonfires of faith, totally transformed by God to make a true difference in the world. And so reflect today on the fire within your own soul. How brightly is it burning? Is it burning at all? You and I need to feed that fire on a daily basis with prayer, Mass, fanning into flame with a complete commitment. And so this Advent, let us wake up, commit, and repent. Become passionate about our faith, because the kingdom of heaven is not only on its way, the kingdom of heaven is here. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, let us stand.